You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
No more pencils. No more books.
Nei miei piedi?
Ah, lì mi sono messo. Ecco da dove esala. Se questi sono i suoi, li mandi in lavanderia.
I docenti hanno qualche suggerimento che vorrebbero sottoporre.
Don't know what they have to say, it makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even when you've changed it or condensed it, I'm against it. I'm opposed to it. On general principles, I'm opposed to it.
He's opposed to it. In fact, indeed, that he's opposed to it.
For months before my son was born, I used to yell from night till morn, whatever it is, I'm against it. And I've kept yelling since I first commenced it. I'm against it.
Knowing Dad as I do, I'd not advise you to displease him or tease him. No, no, don't double-cross him or toss him around. When dear old Dad once gets mad, he's a hound.
My son is right, I'm quick to fight, I'm from a fighting clan. When I'm abused or badly used, I always get my man. No matter if he's in Peru, Paducah, or Japan, I go ahead alive or dead, I always get my man. I soon dispose of all of those who put me on the pan. Like Shakespeare said to Nathan Hale, I always get my man.
Oh, I said?
People.
That's what I mean?
People.
You're telling me?
People.
Oh, are you listening? I always get my man.
This will never do. I gotta hide like an elephant. By the way, did you ever try to hide an elephant?
You will be dead in 5 minutes.
For your information, my doctor gave me 3 years to live, and I don't intend to make a fool out of him.
Marilyn Monroe. Groucho Marx.
I can do for you? What a ridiculous statement.
Mr. Grenion, I want you to help me.
I have a little sand left. What seems to be the trouble?
Some men are following me.
Really? I can't understand why.
I advise you to leave.
I'll take you down to the bus station. Oh, if I'm not back tonight, go ahead without me. That's been the history of all my romances.
Ella Fitzgerald, The Music of the Stars.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love. And he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, and I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Someday he'll come along, the man I love. And he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best. I'm gonna do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, and I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Shut up, not a sound. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day, yeah. Build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for waiting for the man ahead of me. Someday you'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. When he comes, my way, I'll do my best. I'll do my best to make him stay. Yeah, he'll look at me and smile, and I understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. Though it seems absurd, you say, Keeter? Da 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 ba 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 da 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 ba ba ba. That's my man. That's my man. Boop boop do it do 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 do. I'm waiting for the man, the man, the man, the man. I'm waiting for.
Music of the Stars with Ella Fitzgerald. Remembering Marilyn Monroe on this day, tomorrow, her 100th birthday. And on Sunday, August 5th of 62, the world awoke to the news that Marilyn Monroe had died at 36 in Brentwood at her home. Pill bottles arranged neatly. Everybody's still confused. Historians, conspiracy theorists. Her live-in housekeeper was Eunice Murray, her personal assistant. There's a book. It was published in 75, if you can find it. It's out of circulation, very rare. It's called Marilyn, The Last Months. And the LADA reopened her case in 1982. There were pressures that Marilyn was murdered because of her political ties. And what did the DA say at the end of the investigation? John Van de Kemp said, based on the evidence available to us, it appears her death could have been a suicide or come as a result of an accidental drug overdose. And permit me to express a faint hope that Marilyn Monroe be permitted to rest in peace. Eunice Murray died at 92 in 1994. One of Marilyn Monroe's most prized possessions was a white baby grand piano, originally owned by a man from Racine, actor Frederick March. Frederick March's piano was given to her by her mom when she was just a girl, and finally her mom was committed to Norwalk State Hospital. All of the belongings in their home, including that piano, were sold. But years later, Marilyn found it. She tracked that piano down and it stayed with her until her death. Mariah Carey bought it, $662,000. Always liked a rhapsody. That's the Swedish Rhapsody. Charles Wildman from 1951's Gypsy Fury. Marilyn Monroe did a lot of movies and sang, like in this one. This is one you've never heard, I'll bet. Well, let me know. Join us on Facebook. Here's Marilyn.
When Mr. Southwind sighs in the pine, old Mr. Winter whimpers and whines. Down in the meadow under the snow, April is teaching green things to grow. When Mr. Westwind hums in the glade, old Mr. Summer nods in the shade. Down in the meadow, deep in the brook, catfish are waiting for the hook. Old Lady Blackbird flirts with the scarecrow. Scarecrow is waving at the moon. Old Mr. Moon makes hearts everywhere go bump, bump, with the magic of June. When Mr. Eastwind shouts overhead, then all the leaves turn yellow and red. Down in the meadow, corn stalks are high, pumpkins are ripe and ready for pie. Old Lady Blackbird flirts with a scarecrow. A scarecrow is waving at the moon. Old Mr. Moon makes hearts everywhere go bump, bump, with the magic of June. When Mr. North Wind roars on the breeze, old Father Christmas trims all the trees. Down in the meadow, snow softly gleams. Earth goes to sleep and smiles in her dreams.
Marilyn Monroe. Arthur Miller wrote The Misfits. 1960, sort of a Valentine for Marilyn. Said I wouldn't have written it except for Marilyn. I wrote it for her. The only time he did write anything for an actress, and Arthur said, hadn't I known her, I wouldn't have begun such a thing. She had lost a child in early pregnancy, which really upset her a lot, so it was kind of a gift. It was also the expression of a kind of belief in her value as an actress. It was her final completed movie. The Music of the Stars. And you know what this is. And This Week.
The morning sun is shining bright across the old familiar lawn. The classroom windows catch the light the way they have since we were young. The bell still hangs above the hall. The oak trees sway beside the way. And every step recalls it all on this unforgettable day. Graduation day, graduation day. How the years have flown away. Friends and laughter, hopes and dreams, they once seemed, though we're bound for different roads. And tomorrow calls calls through rain and snow, through autumn leaves and fields of spring. We learn much more than books can show. We learned what friendship really means. The lunchroom talks, the football games, the dances and the songs we sang, the faces that we'll never forget, the joy that every season brought. Graduation day, graduation day. How the years have flown away. Friends and laughter, hopes and dreams, brighter now than they once seemed. Though we're bound for different roads, and tomorrow through the passing years, we'll smile and say, remember when, and time itself will fade away as old friends gather once again to relive one more graduation day. Graduation day, graduation day. The moment's here, but not goodbye. For every friendship, every dream, we'll live beneath these same blue skies. And when life's journey carries us to places far, our beloved graduation day. The tassels turn, the caps take flight. The future waits beyond the gate. But in our hearts, these cherished years will never fade, will never age. Graduation day, forever in our memories.
The music of the stars. The Gene Lowell Chorus.
Though we be far, far someday a hush will fall, the footsteps of us all will echo down the hall and disappear. But as we sadly start our journeys far apart,
a part of every heart will linger here in the sacred halls of ivy, where we've lived and learned to know that through the years we'll see you in the sweet.
I knew a character once, a fella named Elmer Hathaway. He and I went through school together. Or rather, I went through school. Elmer just stood still. I think he was 3 years in the eighth grade. He's quite a boy. The teacher often wondered how he found his way to the schoolhouse. Sometimes he didn't. Kids used to make fun of him. He was sort of a dreamer. Sometimes he'd even forget what day it was, and he'd come to school on Saturday. I asked him who Plato was one day, and he said, "Plato who?" But he was good with his hands. He built a boat, a sailboat. One time he disappeared for, oh, 2 or 3 days, and when he came back, they asked him where he'd been, and he said, "Oh, just sailing." Well, he got to be about a foot taller than anybody else in the class, and they felt sorry for him, so they decided to pass him. Besides, I think they needed the desk at the time. He never knew about it, and from that time on, he developed assurance. You've heard of the Hathaway shipyards, haven't you?
Yes.
That's Elmer. And to this day, he takes care of his less fortunate pals. You know, the ones that used to get 99 and 100. If any of them are broke or out of a job, they can always work for Hathaway. He's a good man. By the way, just what is passing, anyhow?
75, you know.
Yes, I know that, but who started it?
Our school is based on it. Every school is, if we don't have standards.
Yeah?
Well, but certainly you're not serious.
I am. Aren't we here to give the children a helping hand, or are we here to measure their brains with a yardstick? Why do they have to have 75 to pass?
You would put the standard at 65, Father?
Why not?
Then why not at 55? Why any grades at all? Why don't we close the school and let them run wild?
Maybe. Be better than breaking them.
The scene from The Bells of St. Mary, 1945, a sequel to Going My Way. It's a great graduation scene there. I won't spoil it. Check it out. Thank you.
We, the United States of America, are a nation of seven incomparable schools. And men, rather than government, are responsible for those schools. In a moment, we'll acknowledge seven of this country's most exalted institutions of higher learning and the individuals who made those institutions possible. Because each of them attended the same school. A single seat of learning that spawned the rest. The seven best. Now the rest of the story. John D. Rockefeller intended greatness for the University of Chicago. As principal beneficiary, he is considered university founder. The University of Chicago did become Brain City. Beneath the school's grandstands, the world's first practical cyclotron was operated. The research led directly to the atomic bomb. University of Chicago founder John D. Rockefeller and Ezra Cornell graduated from the same school. Cornell's been described as an American Renaissance man, an agriculturist, an inventor, an engineer. Cornell University follows in his splendid tradition. He, Ezra Cornell, and Johns Hopkins graduated from the same school. Hopkins, a prosperous import and export merchant, left his entire fortune to the university that bears his name. His greatest enthusiasm was for the school's medical center, which has since produced more significant advancements in medicine than any other single facility. Johns Hopkins and Augustus Juilliard graduated from the same school. Augustus was a textile merchant, and as one might imagine, a passionate lover of music. Juilliard School of Music, Van Cliburn's alma mater, has bequeathed to the world as much greatness in musical performance as any other. And the man who made it possible, Augustus Juilliard, and Benjamin Franklin graduated from the same school. Franklin was founder of the University of Pennsylvania. That institution has since expanded to include several renowned colleges and schools. Centers of Human and Veterinary Medicine, as well as the Wharton School of Business, are fragments of this educational giant. Ben Franklin, the man with whom it all began, and Leland Stanford graduated from the same school. Industrialists remember Stanford as one of the promoters of the Central Pacific Railroad. Statesmen recalled that he was once a governor and a senator, and yet his lasting contribution, the closest thing to Ivy League the Western United States has to offer, is Stanford University. Leland Stanford and Eli Yale graduated from the same school. Yale University has produced more United States Supreme Court justices than any other institution. Its impact on the Western world began three quarters of a century before there were states to be united. And Eli Yale, the man initially responsible for almost 300 years of outstanding education, was himself a graduate of that most remarkable university of all, the same seat of learning which counts among its graduates John D. Rockefeller and Ezra Cornell and Johns Hopkins and Augustus Juilliard and Ben Franklin and Leland Stanford. For these men, our American educators attended that school so that others would not have to. The school of hard knocks. That's right, John and Ezra, Johns and Augustus and Ben and Leland and Eli, these men who paved a way of enlightenment for generations to come. The individuals interested in everyone's education but their own never attended college. And now you know the rest of the story.
Poor little cats who have lost their way. Ba 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 ba. They are little lost sheep who have gone astray. Ba 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 ba. Baba, yes, Dixieland music. They condemn, but every wrong note that they play is a gem. So Lord have mercy on every one of them, for they ba 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 Baba.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we love so well. Sing the whiffin' poofs assemble with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing casts its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well. Shall I Wasting and Mavourneen and the rest? We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. We are little black sheep who have gone astray. Ba. On such as we.
Such as we, we're just poor little lambs who've gone astray.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we love so well.
Assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing
casts its spell.
Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well. Shall I Wasting and Mavourneen and the rest?
We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last.
Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest.
Always remember, that way, if someone asks you later, you'll know it. And always consider those less fortunate. I complained that I had no hat until I met a man who had no head. But it turned out he was just standing behind a big droopy tree. So I started complaining again. I could come up with examples like this all day. Above all, make your peace with God, because he can kill you like that. For if you live every hour As if you only had an hour to live, you will profit by the experience. You'll also buy way, way too much life insurance. You got a band number? You always complain you never get a chance to play a band number. Remember how many nights we sit at the desk and he says, is the band going to get to play tonight?
On an occasion like this, we would not dream of interfering.
You play something, damn it.
Tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. Sing the whiffenpoos assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing cast its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well.
Shall I wasting and Varney and the rest? Forgotten with the rest.
Gentlemen songsters, off on a spree, doomed from here to eternity. Lord have mercy on such as we. Bob, Bob, Bob.
Music of the Stars, Count Basie. Now let's see what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours. NBC. The National Broadcasting Company, the latest news, then back again to High Noon Central. That's us, the music of the stars.
Gentlemen songsters, off on a spree. Such as we.
No more pencils, no more books, no more teachers, dirty looks, dropouts.
On dropouts down the field, ain't we the national shame? Cheer for our fun-loving breed, who can't hardly read or write our name. March, dropouts, backward march, ain't we a tragedy? Leave us, unite, and fight, fight, fight for good old stupidity.
Duh. Duh.
Drop, dropouts out of school, proud of the will to fail. Find us in the school halls, look in the pool halls, or in jail.
Why?
chaps who steal hubcaps. We've got nothing else to do.
Well,
the national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.